You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Make sure you go over and leave those 5-star reviews. If you like this, go over and listen to our other podcasts, like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or Funnel Down Defense or Coaching Youth Hoops or whatever one of the 7 in our network that you would like to listen to. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our 2 sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are always, what I love about Dr. Dish is they're always innovating. They're always making that a little bit better, and that's why I think they're the best machine out there. We, like I've said before, we own 3 of them, and I would not be talking about them every day if I did not believe in them. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off, and they'll give you A1 customer service. And then also, what helps keep the lights on, what helps keep everything moving, is teachhoops.com. It's for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop by a basketball coach for a basketball coach. I'm always working with my team 365 days a year, working on making us better. And I want to do the same thing for you. I'm giving you resources, one-on-one calls, office hours, a roadmap per se that will help you become a better coach. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I believe you should come in and kick the tires around and see if it's right for you. If it's not, that's fine. But I guarantee that you're going to love it. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Welcome to High School Hoops. You can see that we batch these because I'm wearing the same shirt I wore the last 2 weeks. I'm not trying to hide it. I thought, do I go change my shirt? No.
No.
I'm not.
Part
of being a good coach is batching. Just like we batch the podcast, you should batch work that you need to get done for your team. So there's a life lesson. All right. This week, Coach, what's the question?
Coming up with a team mantra or mission statement for your team for the upcoming season or just in general with your program.
Do you do this with your team?
I have.
Your teams?
Yeah. And it's changed over time, multiple times.
Yeah. So I try to really come up with this in the summer. That's why I put it here. You know, what's going to be, you know, I think my first year, one of my first years, I'll give you one of my, I won't give you the one this year because I like to keep them secret, but one of my first year ones was just team, you know. Together, everyone achieves more. Something really basic that we could always – I like a mantra or a mission statement or a statement that I can keep going back to when things are going well and when things are not going well. I keep it really simple. You know, it's like one game at a time, or I think like 2 years ago was 1-0. We just want to go 1-0 the whole season. You know, we're not worried about anybody but the opponent we're playing right now, 1-0. So – if things weren't going well, I'd go 1-0, you know, or we lose a game and we just come in and go, I'd write on the board 1-0, this one's over, leave it alone, move on. You know, so you got to kind of, that's where the summer I think is really important because you got to kind of read your group. you know, what is your group this upcoming season need from you to be successful? Some need a nice little swift kick. Some need a nice arm around, nice hug. Some need, you know, praise, whatever it is. And then that you got to try to build your mission statement or your mantra around that. What's your thought?
Right. Yeah. After a while, like I came up with my own little, like a fist analogy. And then I had like certain words like, diligence, intelligence, there are five words. I have to go back and look, but I would always just help hold my fist up. And that was kind of a symbol of our team, no matter what season it was and what year it was. And then every year I kind of developed some type of slogan or something that kind of fit that team for that season, whether it was all business. Like if I had a pretty good group coming in, like a good senior league group, I might say, we're all business. We're all here. Let's be professionals. Let's go take care of business tonight, kind of thing. You know, if I felt we weren't going to be very strong offensively, you know, one year I really dive into some defense, defend to the end, kind of thing. Just kind of something that strengths them. What would be kind of that team's strength that they could buy into the entire season?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, you kind of, and you got to read the group. Some groups you got to pick a strength, and some groups you got to pick a weakness.
Right.
So, you know, some of my great teams, I would have never told them they were good ever. Like,
no, literally, you want to put them in place.
I ever complimented them ever, because, and they laugh about it now, but it's like, I would like, literally Wesley would like, me saying something good to them was like, whoa, because that's not what they needed, you know, because everyone else in the world was telling them all these great things, and I needed right. to be the bad. Now, I've had teams recently where they don't, I got to be the good cop kind of thing. It's like, you can do this and you're great shooters and blah, blah, blah. So you got to kind of read into your group, I think, is really important.
And there's so many mantras out there, but you just can't pick one just because no. It looks really great.
Yes.
Or that this is what Duke does. This is what, you know, it doesn't, you don't have kids that are Duke players right now.
You're not Coach K.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I bet most people don't go, hey, on their podcast. Anyway, make sure you subscribe and like. Lots of ways you can help us out that don't cost you one penny. You can subscribe and like and leave a review. We really do appreciate those. Here, you can do that on YouTube. Go over and Cheat Hoops. There's thousands of videos over there. You can use our Amazon link down below, www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. So anytime you do any shopping, especially if you're listening to this over Christmas, we get a small little commission and it helps. Doesn't cost you anything else. Doesn't cost anybody anything other than Amazon, I guess. And then helps us with our hosting fees. And then if you really want to help us out, you come over and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I am here to help. I'm here to serve. One of the reasons I got into coaching was help kids, help other players, help coaches. There's no hidden agenda here. You know, we're not playing. But I have been through it. I have coached at every level. I've done those youth tournaments. I've done, you know, won multiple state titles. I know what you're going through. Trust me. And I can help. So let me know in any way if I can do that. And let's get back to the podcast.
Okay.
And kids can see that you're trying to take something that's not yours, make it your own. You know, I thought it was really cool when I did the fist thing and every kid in the program had the fist and they knew about it. It was ours. Nobody else, you know, I got the idea of a fist, like play like a fist from Coach K, but I kind of made it my own, you know? Right. I mean, as basketball coaches, just like teachers, we take things from other people all the time, but it's
all
what you do.
With, time.
You know, it's about, you don't reinvent the wheel, just make it something part of your program. Take something and then build what you think is best suited for your group.
Right. And I'm going to tell you this year, I'm using like a song, from my era basically. I'll eventually maybe at some point in the season kind of go over it, but I really kind of want to save it for this group. But there's a couple songs out there, but there's definitely one for mine, and I'm taking basically the title of the song. And the song basically says everything that we need to do. You'll recognize it when eventually I tell it to you. But and it's basic. It's funny and it means something to me. And eventually, by the end of the season, they're going to know this song, and they're going to hear the words, and then that's going to have meaning to them. So and it isn't "We Are the Champions." Well, it's a good song by Queen, but it's not that. That one you got, or another one, Bites the Dust. Yet another great song by Queen.
Have you seen that movie? It's a very good movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
My brother's a huge Queen fan. I like Queen too, but Freddie Mercury's probably one of the best singers of all time.
Oh, clearly.
Crazy good. All right, what's our full timeout this week?
Full timeout today is the thing that is not taught enough at younger levels that high school coaches can encourage younger coaches to teach.
Wow. That the youth coaches are able to teach or have the ability to teach?
Yes, but they like we talked about.
Like passing is a skill that's not taught real well, but I'm not sure the youth coaches have the ability to do that at a higher level. I would say the ability to do things without the ball would be a skill that I would say that the youth coaches could work on.
Skill. Okay. Mine's footwork.
Yeah. So footwork could kind of be that, but mine would be screening, things you don't do when you don't have the ball, like cutting, screening. You know, I don't think young kids, if you go watch a tournament, they don't do things without the ball well.
They don't. My other thing is weak hand development. I still don't see enough kids that can go left. They still can't go left.
They can't go left with any threat. Yes.
So, like, if we could get all kids to have good footwork and go left, man, basketball would be a lot nicer in high school. But what you talk about too is moving off the ball, man, that would be a lot nicer to do as well.
Yeah, just not, again, that teaching that is not the easiest thing in the
world. No, it's a little bit easier to work on weak hand development and footwork at younger coaches. That's a hard skill, an easy skill for them to work on and give them drills to do.
Yeah, I think that would be easier. All right, till next week, Coach.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Make sure you leave a review down below. We really do appreciate those no matter where you listen. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I know you want to become a better basketball coach. And again, maybe you're done with podcasts, you're going shopping now, go down and click on our Amazon link and do some shopping. We would really appreciate that.
Sports Social Podcast Network.